Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avraham Shor. Maseches Pesachim has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Shlomo Nyman le'ilui nishmas HaRav Yaakov ben Matisyahu.
Pesachim daf pei dalet. The Mishnah says, Kol anechal b'shor ha'godol ye'achel b'gdi harach. A shor ha'godol is already fully developed. So any part of the animal that has already become hardened is not roi la'achila. And the Mishnah is coming to tell us that even with a small animal like a gdi that you bring for the Karban Pesach, who's not fully developed, and there are parts of the animal which are still soft, but are going to later on become harder when the animal gets older, those parts of the animal are not supposed to be treated like regular basar, even with regards to a gedi. So in the Karban Pesach, if you want to know what parts of the animal are considered roi l'achila, you have to look at a shor ha'godol who's fully developed and say that the parts that are roi l'achila in a shor ha'godol, those are the parts that are considered roi l'achila legabe a gedi, legabe a small animal. Now, le'inyin, what do we mean to say this halacha? There's a three-way machlokes rishonim. Rashi in our Mishnah learns that the focus of our Mishnah is what is considered the part of the animal that you could be nimna alav by Karban Pesach. The halacha is that you only are allowed to be nimna as part of the chabura of the Karban Pesach, to be included as a member of the chabura, if it's possible for you to eat a kezayis basar. That means that you have to calculate in the beginning that every one of the members of the chabura will be able to receive a kezayis basar at least. Now, what happens if one of the members can only receive a kezayis that's edible, but it's not a kezayis of the rest of the basar? Rather, it's a kezayis of those parts that in the older counterparts, in the shor ha'godol, are not roi l'achila. Those parts of the animal, since they're soifay la'akshis, they're eventually going to get hard, are not considered basar. That is the focal point of the Mishnah according to Rashi. So, kol anechal b'shar gadol ye'ochel b'gdi arach is coming to say what parts of the animal are legitimate to be considered part of the chabura that you will be able to get a kezayis of what's considered basar. Mashe'en kein, the Rambam, in Hilchos Karban Pesach, perach gyur halacha tes, learns the Mishnah totally differently. He learns that the Mishnah is talking legabe the din of shviras etzem. Now, halacha is, you're not allowed to break an etzem in the Karban Pesach. Now, anything that is nechal b'shar ha'gadol, and according to Rava in the Gemara, even things that are nechal and shor ha'gadol with a lot of cooking are not considered etzem, and therefore you're allowed to eat them when you roast a gdi, even though there's an iser of shviras etzem. This is not considered shviras etzem because they're considered basar. So according to the Rambam, the focal point of the Mishnah is what is considered etzem le'inyin, the lav of shviras etzem. The Ravid over there in the Hasogis says that this is a very strange way to be mefarish the Mishnah, because the Mishnah doesn't say kol she'enoi nechal b'shar ha'godol is enoi nechal b'gdi arach, that will be usher to eat it because of a din shvirus etzem. The Mishnah focuses on what you're allowed to eat. Kol ha'nechal b'shar ha'godol is nechal b'gdi, which means that we're really concerned with the positive, with what is considered nechal. And why is the Mishnah concerned with what's considered nechal? Because we're after a totally different halacha. We're not talking about the iser of shviras etzem. Rather, if there is a chiyuv achila, we know, says the Ravid, that you're not allowed to let kachi become noisar, and anything in the Karban Pesach that is considered basar is included in your iser to allow it to become noisar, and therefore you have a chiyuv to eat it. So whatever is nechal b'shar gadol, you have a chiyuv to eat. But those parts of the animal, even though now they're soft, but since in a shor ha'godol they get hard, they're not included in your chiyuv of lo yisesiru, and therefore you don't have to eat them. So according to Ravid, the focal point of our Mishnah is what parts of the gedi are you mechuyiv to eat midin lo yisesiru. Now the Gemara brings down a machlokes. Itmar, gidin shesoifon lahakshois, Rabbi Yochanan Amar nimnin aleihem bepesach, Rish Lakish Amar ein nimnin aleihem bepesach. Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish are arguing about the halacha as to whether you could be nimne, meaning could you be counted as a member of the chabura if all that's available for you to eat is these gidin. So Rabbi Yochanan says, Nimnun aleihem, because basar hashta az linen. Since right now they're edible, they're considered basar le'inyan being nimne. Rish Lakish Amar ein nimnun aleihem, basar b'seif az linen. You look at the stage of later. Later on they get hard, and therefore they don't have a halacha of basar. Eisvei Rish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan, Rish Lakish asked the kasha to Rabbi Yochanan from our Mishnah. It says, Kol Anechel B'Shar Gadol Yeyachol B'Gdi HaRach, U'mahein Rosh HaKnafai V'Aschusim. It sounds like honey in Avol Gidim Shesoifel HaHakshis Loi. From our Mishnah, it's Mashma, the Davka, the Rosh HaKnafai V'Aschusim, which, like the Gemara explained, is at least possible to eat through a lot of shlika, through a lot of cooking. But things like these gidin, which are soifel lahakshayis, is not considered a davar hanechal b'gdi harach. Now, from the very kasha that Rish Lakish asks on Rabbi Yochanan, it would seem very clear that the subject matter of our Mishnah is what is considered a legitimate basar le'inyan being nimna le'mishim pesach, because that's the subject matter of the machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. How could Rish Lakish bring a raya from our Mishnah if our Mishnah is not discussing the halacha of being nimna le'im? And to put it in the words of the Eglei Tal, in Meleches Koitzer, Siflam Beis, Oy Zion, in the Hago over there, if our Mishnah is talking, like the Ravid says, about the mitzvah to eat the parts of the Karban Pesach, and the rule of our Mishnah is that any parts that are inedible in a Shor HaGadol, you do not have a mitzvah to eat in a Gedi HaRach, then Rabbi Yochanan can answer to Rish Lakish, you don't have any raya. Maybe lo'olam, the gidin shesoifen lahakshois, you could be nimna aleim, because you go after hashta. And right now they're soft, and they have a din basar. Nevertheless, you don't have a mitzvah to eat them. You're allowed to eat them, and you could be considered part of the chabura if there is such basar available to you, but you still don't have a mitzvah midin lo'isei siru to eat them. And the reason why you don't have a chiv to eat them is because it's not the derech to eat them. How do we know that it's not the derech to eat them? Because the Gemara says in Pegilma Beis that the gidei hatzavar, you're not mechuyiv to eat because they're very hard, even though the Gemara says that they come with a noiser. Rashi over there explains that begidei hatzavar and dibur maschel elo pshita begidei hatzavar, he says, mishum she'ein nechol mach miskashyen manilu badei hatzamas v'kamer de'ikran l'sreifa to mistama loy achlehu. Mistama, the person doesn't eat them, therefore they end up getting burnt, mishum noiser. So you don't have a chiv to make sure that it doesn't come with a noiser because it's not the derech to eat it. But it's definitely clear that it becomes noiser because you have to burn it. So why don't we say over here as well that le'inyin being nimna le'im mishum pesach, Rabbi Yochanan could say you are nimna le'im because it has a din basar, but you still don't have a mitzvah to eat them because it's not the derech to eat them. So this could be Rashi's taina, and that's how the Eglei Tal explains. Rashi's reason for not wanting to learn like the Ravid is because if you would learn like the Ravid, then Rabbi Yochanan has a response to Rish Lakish's raya. That is that the two are separable. You could say that something is considered basar le'inyan being nimna le'mishim pesach. Nevertheless, it's not something that you're mechuyiv to eat. Continues the Eglei Tal, and he says, so what does the Ravid do with this taina? How could the Ravid learn that our Mishnah is talking about your chiyuv to eat it to make sure that it doesn't come with a noiser? Then what's Rish Lakish's raya to Rabbi Yochanan, like we just asked? Says the Eglei Tal, the Ravid can answer this taina by saying that this is only Rashi l'shitase. Rashi learns in our sugya that Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish are discussing the gidin in the tzavar, and those are the gidin that it says in Pei Gimel Beis that a person doesn't normally eat. However, if you look in Tosfos over here, Dibur HaMaschil Gidin Shesoifen LaHakshayis, Tosfos learns that our sugya is not talking about the gidin at tzavar, rather it's talking about the gidin of the Shedra and the like. Those Gidin are right now soft and edible. They just later on will become hard. So by such Gidin, you can't taina, like we said, that perhaps Rabbi Yochanan is right, that you could be nimna alehen, and yet there still is no chiyuv to eat them, because the normal thing is not to eat them. But if you're talking about the Gidin on the Shedra, the normal thing is to eat them. So inasmuch as Rabbi Yochanan is correct, that you could be nimna alehen, meaning you don't look at their matzav of later, that they're soifen lahakshis, rather you look at their matzav right now as being edible, then there's no reason to say that it wouldn't be the same halacha legabe your chiyuv to eat them to make sure that it doesn't come l'idei noiser. So that's how the Eglei Tal explains the machlokes Rashi and the Ravid. According to Rashi, we're talking about the gidei tzavar, then it's possible to be mechalik between the din of being nimna alein and the din of your chiyuv to eat them so that it shouldn't come l'idei noiser. Mashenken, according to the Ravid, there's no way to make such a chiluk. And if there's no way to make such a chiluk, then the Gemara has a raya, even if we're talking about two separate halachas. Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish are talking about the din as to whether you're allowed to be nimna lein or not. And the Mishnah is talking about your chiyuv. And the truth is that the lashon of the Mishnah is more mashma like the Ravid than Rashi. Kol anechol b'shor ha-godol ye'achol b'gdi harach. It sounds like we're talking about your chiyuv to eat it. And there's no mention of whether you could be nimna lein or not. However, this is all true, legabe the machlokes Rashi and the Ravid. The Rambam that we mentioned earlier is very difficult from this Gemara, because the Rambam learns that we're talking in our Mishnah about the din of Shviras Etzem. Now, what could possibly be the raya from our Mishnah to the Shita of Rish Lakish? Rish Lakish is arguing in Rabbi Yochanan as to whether you could be Nimna Alei Mishim Pesach, and he brings a raya from a Mishnah that says that anything other than what becomes hard in a Shor HaGadol does not have an Isser of Shviras Etzem. Now, what does one have to do with the other? How do I see from the halacha of what's considered shviras etzem which items you could be nimne in order to be considered part of the chabura? So Reb Chaim, the Chedushei Agracha al Hashas, gives the following explanation. He starts off with the hakdama that the shita of the Rambam, according to the way it seems from the lashon of the Rambam, is that these gidin, even though Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish are arguing as to whether you could be nimna aleim bepesach, nevertheless the din of the regular halacha that kachim are supposed to be nechal in order to make sure that it doesn't come with a noiser, which is halacha by all kachim, that halacha would for sure apply to such gidin. Because although in the end they're going to become hard, since right now they are edible, the assumption of the Rambam is that you definitely have a mitzvah achila legabe those gidin. And then, says Reb Chaim, it's even more confusing. Because why, when discussing the machloikis Reb Yochanan Rish Lakish, which focuses on whether you could be nimna aleim bepesach, why do we choose to be medama that to the Mishnah, which according to the Rambam is talking about the din of Shviras Etzem, instead of being medamet to the halacha, which says Reb Chaim, the Rambam is moide, that lekulei alma, it has a mitzvah of achila. Better be medamet to the mitzvah of achila. The mitzvah of achila, he says, is definitely there. You have a mitzvah to make sure that it doesn't come with a noiser by all kachim. So why, when you're trying to determine whether you could be nimna aleim bepesach, whether you could be considered part of the chabura because you have the availability of these gidim to be eaten, why should that be dependent more on the halacha of shviras etzem than it's dependent on the din that all kachim have to be eaten? So he explains that the main machloikes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, whether we go baser hashta or baser besoif, you look at the stage as it is now or later, is a machloikes concerning whether this part of the animal has a shem basar on it. There are two things. There's a shem oichel and a shem basar. All other kachim, in order to be considered part of the mitzvah of achilas kachim, all you need to have is that this thing is edible and it has on it a shem oichel. Masha'en ken legabe the din of karban pesach, there's a pasuk that says va'achlu es ha-basar balayla hazeh. So even if we are to assume that the gidin that are rakim, they're soft and they're going to become hard later, even if we were to agree that those things are considered oichel and you could eat them and you would be mekayim your mitzvah of achilas kodshim with them, but le'inyan being nimne aleim shum karben pesach, that you need to have the extra shame basar. And the shaila is, do we define it as basar since right now it is something that is edible and it's part of an animal, or do we say that no, since it's going to become hard later, that's a giloy, that this is not really basar. It may be an edible part of the animal, but it's not considered basar. And that's the machlokes Reb Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Do we look at the stage as it is now and thereby define it as basar, and it's shayach to the special unique din of achilas karben pesach, or do we say that since it's going to become hard later, so it doesn't have on it a shem basar, even if it's royal achila, and you would have on it the mitzvah of regular achilas kachim, but the added dimension that Karban Pesach has, which is based on the pasuk of achlas, a basar, balayla azeh, that depends on whether it has a shem basar or not, and if it's going to become hard later, perhaps it's not considered basar. And he says, Adarabba, you see from the lashon of the Rambam, when he says, Gidon arachin, afal pi sheheim necholim ba Pesach, they are nechol in the Pesach, mikomokam eim nimne aleim, you can't be nimne on them. Dehainu, the Rambam Shita is that these things are considered oichel and they're shayach to the regular din of achilus kachim, and that's what it means apishem necholim. However, they don't have the special din of basar which would enable the person to be nimna as part of the chabura. Says Reb Chaim, there's one other din aside from the halacha of achilus karben pesach that is dependent on the shem basar, and that is the iser shviras etzem. It's all dependent on whether this thing is defined as basar or as etzem, and that is the subject matter of our Mishnah. Things that eventually will become hard, do you look at the way that they're going to develop, and therefore they have a shame etzem on them, and then they have the iser of shviras etzem, or do you look at their stage of now, and say that since they're edible now, they have a din basar? Says Rish Lakish, Terb Yoichanan, if you see in our Mishnah, that legabi the din of shviras etzem, we look at the stage of later as being their real stage, and the current stage is not really what defines what they are, then the same thing would hold true legabe the dinner being nimna lehem bepesach. Like we explained, the whole shailest, whether you can be nimna lehem bepesach or not, is dependent on whether they have a dinner basar v'achlas habasar b'layla hazeh. Using this line of reasoning, Reb Chaim explains the end of our Gemara as well. The Gemara says that Amar le Reb Yirmiyahu le Rabbi Avin, ki azlas kamed Rabbi Avohu, when you go to Rabbi Avohu, Rami le ask him the following stira. Mi Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Gidin shesoifen lahakshis nimnan aleim bepesach, does Rabbi Yochanan actually say that Gidin, that eventually become hard, you could be nimnan aleim mishim pesach, alma basar hashta azlinan. That means you go after their stage, their current stage. V'haba minei Rish Lakish me Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shlakish actually asked the Shaila about something else from Rabbi Yochanan. The Shaila that he asked them was Oyr Haroy Shal Egel Harach, the skin of the head of the skull of an Egel Harach, a small calf, Mahu Shiitame. Does it have tuma or not? V'amar le Rabbi Yochanan answered him, Eimet tame. It doesn't become tame. Alma baser b'seif azlinen. You see that you go after its eventual stage, not its current stage. Now, Reb Chaim's assumption is that the question that was being asked was a question legabe tumas nevela. And therefore, says Reb Chaim, what is tumas nevela dependent on? Reb Chaim says that tumas nevela needs one thing. It has to be basar shel nevela. Anything that's not the basar of a nevela, even if it's edible, will not have tumas nevela. That's how the Gemara knew that this is also dependent on the shaila of the whole sugya. Whether it has a shame basar because it's current edible stage, or it does not have a din basar because it's eventually going to become hard, and therefore we cannot define it as basar. So we basically have three halachas that are dependent on whether something is considered basar or it's considered an etzem because it's eventually going to get hard. One halacha is the halacha of our Mishnah lefi the Rambam, whether you have a din of shviras etzem or not. Even though right now it's soft and it's edible, but since eventually it's going to become hard, so it's defined as an etzem, and therefore you're not allowed to eat it, because that would be a lav of shviras etzem. Number two, the gidin shesayfen lahakshes, do you have the right to be nimna leim shem pesach? Do they have a din of basar li'inyan va'achlas habasar balayla hazeh? And number three, whether things that are eventually going to become hard, whether they have a din of tumas nevela. Now Reb Chaim wants to say that the Ravid, who argues in the Rambam and says that our Mishnah is talking about your chiyuv achila, to make sure that if God does not come, l'idei noiser, that is also dependent on the shame basar, and he says that is the machloikis, the Rambam and the Ravid. The Rambam holds that the chiyuv achila that you have on Kodshim has nothing to do with the shame basar. And that's how the Rambam knew that our Mishnah is not discussing the chiyuv achila. The Rambam didn't want to explain like the Ravid that kol anechel b'shar gadol ye'achol b'gdi arach is talking about your chiyuv achila, because it's possible that you don't need a shame basar for your chiyuv achila, as long as you make sure that it doesn't come l'day noiser, you're mekayim your chiyuv achila. The way it's printed in the stencil that we have, he says it with das Rashi v'harayved near the sphere le the gam hamitzvah achilas kodshim da alma gam came toli bezeh im shem baser aleim hayloi. Meaning that the way that he explains the machloikis between the Rambam and the Ravid, he includes Rashi on the side of the Ravid as saying that the mitzvah of achilas kodshim da alma, regular mitzvah achilas kodshim, to make sure that it doesn't come li de noiser, is also dependent on whether it has a shem baser or not, which of course can't be true, because we know that Rashi does not learn like the Ravid. He doesn't learn that our Mishnah is talking about your chiyuv achila to make sure that it doesn't come with a noiser. Rather, he learns that our Mishnah is talking about being nimna aleim mishum pesach, just like the machloikas Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. So there's no hechrich that the shitas Rashi is that the din of achilas kodshim, the alma, is dependent on the shame basar. Not only that, it's mukhach in the Shitas Rashi that he disagrees with this entire theory that the focal point of the entire sugya is whether something is considered basar because of its current stage or it's not considered basar because of its later stage. Because actually, in the end of the Gemara, the case of the Or Haroy Shal Egel Arach that we mentioned, that the Reb Chaim says is also dependent on the Shaila as to whether it's basar or not, because, says Reb Chaim, that discussion discussion is a discussion about Tumas Nevela, and Tumas Nevela is dependent on a shame Basar. If you look at Rashi over there, he says, Mao Sheyitame Tumas Oichlin. And the Magia on Reb Chaim points out that Rashi clearly is not learning like Reb Chaim's Shtikl Torah. He's not learning that the case in the Gemara later is a question that is discussing whether it has a shame Basar or not, because Rashi is explaining that the Shiloh of the Gemara, whether it has Tumah or not, is about Tumas Oichlin. Now, Tumas Oichlin does not require a shame Basar. It's only if you learn like Reb Chaim's pshat in the Gemara that we're discussing Tumas Nevela, then you could say that the Gemara is dependent on a shame Basar. But Rashi clearly is learning that we're not discussing Tumas Nevela, we're discussing Tumas Oichel. If we're discussing Tumas Oichel, then Al Karchach, the Gemara is not discussing whether it has a shame Basar or not. So Reb Chaim's pshat can work for the Rambam and the Raivad, and the only machlokes between the Raivad and the Rambam is whether the regular din achilas kachim is another thing that's dependent on whether something has a shame basar or not. The Rambam holds it's only the three things that we mentioned earlier, namely the din shviras etzem, number one, number two, the din of being nimna alei mishum pesach, and number three, the din of tumas nevela. Those three things are dependent on whether something has a shame basar or not. And the Raivad holds that even the chiyuv to eat it, in order that it shouldn't come l'day noiser, is also dependent on the shame basar. And that is good for the machlokes, the Rambam and the Raivad. That's how Reb Chaim explains. Rashi, on the other hand, clearly holds that the whole sugya, as to whether we go basar hashto or basar besoif, has got nothing to do with whether something is considered basar or not. Rather, do you look at the eventual stage, which says that it's not really edible, it's not even an oichel, it wouldn't even have tumas oichlin, or do you look at its current stage and say that since it is edible, so then you have the right to be nimna aleim bepesach, and it would also have tumas oichlin. Now, until now, we've been discussing the gidin that are soifer lahakshais, and the whole machloikis has been whether you look at their eventual stage and see them as being eventually becoming etzem as opposed to remaining basar. What about gidin that are not soifin lahakshos? The Braisa seems to state clearly that gidin harachin nidoinin kibasar, since they are not going to become hard. And it's only case of gidin shesoifin lahakshos that Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish argue. But everybody seems to agree that gidin that are not soifin lahakshos, gidin that remain soft, since they're edible, they could be considered basar le'inyin being nimna bepesach, being part of the chabura when you need to have a kezayas basar. Now, if they're nidoinin kibasar, that would seem to indicate that there also would be all the other dinim that go along with something that's basar. If a carbon becomes pigle, then any part of the carbon that is basar, you're chayiv karis if you eat it. If these things are considered basar, then if the carbon become noiser, then you would be chayiv karis if you ate it. If a tamei ate it, the same thing would hold true. It's considered basar like any other part of the animal that's called basar. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Ches, Ois Beis, asks from a Beferishim Mishnah in Zvachim, Daflamet Ham and Aleph. The Mishnah over there says that Hashrecher is Hazevach, somebody who shechts a carbon lechol kezayis min ha'or, with the intention to eat a kezayis from the hide of the animal, chutz lezmanoi, umin ha'roitiv, umin ha'kipa, umin ha'lau, umin ha'atzomis, umin ha'gidin, umin ha'karnayim, umin ha'tofayim. If he, all of these things, if he has the intention to eat it, chutz lezmanoi, it would not make it into pigle. And included in that list is, of course, the gidim. And the Mishnah continues, says, ve'ein chayovan aleihem mishum pigle v'noiser v'tamei. If the behemoth would have become the spagel with a machshava to eat a kezayis from the basar, chutz lezmanoi, if a person were then to go and eat a kezayis of the gidim or any of these other things, he would not be chayiv kares if that animal's pigle or noiser or tummy. Now, we don't find over there anybody being mechalik between gidin that are going to eventually become hard or gidin that are not going to become hard. So it sounds like all gidin are not included in the shem basar legabe pigel noiser v'tummy. Now, the Minchas Chinuch says that the question itself is possible to answer, because there is a general machloikis whose source is in Perikir Anoshe Peitesim Beis, and it's mentioned a number of places in Shas, whether yesh begidin benoisin tam or ein begidin benoisin tam. Are gidin something that give tam or not? Rabbi Yehuda Shita and Daf Kufim Beis in Chulin is yesh begidin benoisin tam. The Gemara, however, in Chulin Daf Tzarek Tesim Beis paskins that ein begidin benoisin tam. So he says that our sugya could be going according to the Mandiyomer yesh begidin benoisin tam, And you see in Daf Pei Gimel Beis that the Gemara says that our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. And like we just said, Rabbi Yehuda holds Yesh Begin B'nai Sintam. And Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, who are arguing by Gidnish Asofin Lahakshois, that's because they hold Yesh Begin B'nai Sintam. And that's the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan and Beis Daf Yud Beis about Aleph. So that's why it's possible to discuss being Nimna Aleihem B'Pesach. However, Lahalocha, we pass in that Ein Begin B'nai Sintam. And therefore, we could say that the Mishnah in Zvachim that we mentioned, that you're not chayev by Gidin, Mishum Pigal Noisav Etame, is going like Mandi Yamar, ain't beginning Benois in Tam. However, says the Minchas Chinuch, the problem is with the Shitas HaRambam, because the Rambam in quite a few places paskins that ain't beginning Benois in Tam. Nevertheless, in Perek Yud, Hilchas Karban Pesach, Halacha Yud, the Rambam paskins that Gidin, Shesoifin Lahakshes, you cannot be Nimnun Aleihem, which is mashma, that Gidin, that are not Soif and Lahakshois, you could be Nimnun Aleihem, they're considered Basar L'Inyan Karban Pesach. The Minchas Chinuch adds, he says, V'loimar D'yesh Chiluk, to say that there is a difference, L'Inyan Loisasei Loihavi Achila. The L'Inyan Alav, like Noiser, Pigal, and Tomei, it's not considered Achila. O L'Inyan Asei Havi Achila, K'moshin Estapik V'Mishnah L'Melech, Perek Hei Mi'Yisari Atayur Alocha Ches, the Mishnah L'Melech offers such a suggestion that there is a difference between Loisasei and Asei. L'Gabe Loisasei, say something like Gidin is not considered Nachila, and L'inyan Asei it is considered Nachila. He says, Zeh ein svar klal. He does not want to accept this theory of the Mishnah L'Melech. Perhaps we could say that the Rambam really does hold like the Chiluk of the Mishnah L'Melech, and we could explain the Svara of the Mishnah L'Melech as follows. The Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, in Mitzvahs Lois HaSei Kuf Pei Zayin, after bringing down the Isser to eat Basar B'Cholov, which comes after the mitzvahs loisa say to cook, you're not allowed to cook basar b'cholov, the Rambam asks on himself, he says, why do you think it is that I counted the iser to cook basar b'cholov and the iser to eat basar b'cholov, but I did not count the iser to be nene from basar b'cholov? Because we know, says the Rambam, that the Torah says leisavashel gedi b'chalev imoy 3 times in the Torah, and Chazal darshan that to mean chad le'iser achila, chad le'iser hanav, chad le'iser bishel. So why is it, says the Rambam, did I include 2 mitzvahs and not a 3rd? Answers the Rambam, she iser hanav ein roi she imone mitzvah b'fnei atzma b'fnei shehu v'iser achila. Inyan echad. Isra hano and Isra achila is one inyan. Sheha achila min mi mine ha hano. Eating is a type of hano. Va amra yizbarach bidavra shehu la ye achel amnam hu dimyoin mi dimyoine ha hano. The Torah sometimes tells you not to eat something, and the intention is you're not allowed to be nene. The way to be nene is through achila. And he brings the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Chaf Aleph that says, "Komakum shenemar loisoichal loisoichlu loyei achel echer iser achila veecher iser ano b'mashma." So the Rambam was megala to us a yisoid that when the Torah asered achila, the Torah was really asering a certain type of hano. That means that the iser of achila is an iser to derive pleasure and benefit through the medium of achila. However, that's only true with regards to an iser to eat. We never find that when a person has a mitzvah to eat something, that the Torah's tzivui is, I want you to be nene through the medium of achila. Rather, the Torah's tzivui is that you should do the pu'ula of achila. Therefore, even if we paskin like the Madi Yomar, ain't beginning b'nai sintam, we can say that there is no iser achila when it comes to isurim, on Gidin, like the Isser of Pigol, Noiser, and Tomei, because the Isurim are all dependent on being Nene. And if you hold Ein Beginim Benes and Tam, it could be that the Rambam holds that there is no Hanoa Sachila. Masha Enkein, the mitzvah of Achila, the Karban Pesach, to be Nimne, there it's only a mitzvah to do the Maisa Achila, it's not a mitzvah to do a Hanoa Sachila, and therefore you're considered being part of the Chabura because you have a mitzvah even Legabe those Gidin. L'maskana, Rabbi Yochanan is moida to Rish Lakish, that you go basar besoif, meaning you look at the stage where the gidin are going to become hard, and since at that point they're inedible, we cannot consider them edible now, so you cannot be nimna aleihem b'pesach. The Gemara in Chulin, Daf Ayin Vav Mebeis, also brings down the fact that Rabbi Yochanan was choizer, and that is how we pass in Lahalacha, the Torah in Siman Nun Hei, as well in the Shulchan Aruch, over there, Siman Nun Hei, Sif Tes, we paskin that Gidin do not have a halacha like Basar. In the Sefer Torah Lishma, Simen Kuf Pei Gimel, he wants to learn from this halacha that if a person were to have an esrig that has the proper shear, it's a kibetza, which is the shear you need for an esrig, but it's exactly the right shear. And he knows that during the Yomtif of Sukkis, at some point it's going to be diminished from the proper shear. So he says that you cannot be Yotzi Yerchiv even on the first day, although it has the bright cheer, because we see in our sugya that although these gidin are soft in the beginning and they're edible like basar, since they eventually will become hard, you do not look at their current stage, rather you look at their eventual stage, you look at what's going to happen lebasoif. So too, l'gabi the esrog, you have to say that you look at the way that it's going to end up. Now, according to the Reb Chaim that we mentioned earlier, there would be absolutely no raya from here, because Reb Chaim explains that the idea of soifa lahakshos is really only a simen what its identity is. When you want to determine whether something is a piece of basar or it is an etzem, then you have to look at what it does it eventually turn into. When it gets fully developed, what is its final stage of a development? If eventually it gets hard, then we say that although you managed to find a time when it was edible and it hasn't yet been fully developed, but that does not indicate that it really is basar. It's a etzem, which is now edible, but it is still only an etzem and it doesn't have a din basar. Masha'enkein legabi the esrig, we know what its identity is. It's an esrig. The question is, does it have a proper shear? On that, we would say that right now it has the proper shear. The fact that later on it's going to be diminished from the shear doesn't mean that now we don't see it as having a full shear. So when the eventual stage is an indication that it has an entirely different identity, then we say you go basar l'basoif. But if it's just going to have a chsarin in its eventual stage, but it doesn't show that it's a different identity, then you do not look at the eventual stage, you look at what it is now. And you could really see this svara from a Gemara in Brachas, Daf Lamed Vav Med Aleph. Over there, the Gemara is talking about the appropriate bracha to make on kura. Kura is a part of a dekel, of a palm tree. The branches at an early stage are edible. Eventually they become hard and they are part of the makeup of the trunk of the tree. During their edible stages, machloikas negemara, whether you make a bari pri adama because they grow from the ground, or do you make a shahakol niyabedvare. The reason for the man yomer, Shmuel, who says make a shahakol, is because it's not really considered a pri, because it's soife lahakshes, it eventually becomes hard. The Gemara then goes and tries to bring a raya, not like this shita, by saying that radishes eventually get hard. If you leave them alone, they get hard, and you still make a bari pri adam on them. However, the Gemara says there's a difference, because radishes, not the inchi adaita de pugla, when a person plants it, his intention is that you should eat it during that stage. And the explanation of what the Gemara is saying is that by a radish, the identity of the radish is, it is a radish, and the edible stage is its real stage. It may be a radish that eventually, when left for too long, becomes hard, but that doesn't mean that it's not considered a pri, because when a person plants it, his intention is to partake of it while it's still soft. Masha'en came by the dekel, the person's intention was that it should become part of the tree, not that you should eat it. So even if you found a stage in which it's possible to eat it, that doesn't mean necessarily that you could define it as a pri during that stage. Because when people plant it, it's loy not the inchi adaita the kura. So you see from the Gemara that when things are soifer lahakshes, it really all depends. Soifer lahakshes in and of itself is not a reason to be mevatel the current shem. The only time that you use the svara of soifer lahakshes is when that soifer lahakshes is its desired outcome. And the Havana is like we explained, when the desired outcome is that it should be hard, like by the Dekel, then the real definition, the real identity of this Kura is a branch. It's a branch which you may find a time earlier that it's edible, but its real identity is a branch. Masha'enkein, if the Nati Inche Adaita is like by the radishes, that the person plants it in order for it to be eaten during the earlier stage, then the fact that it gets hard later is not kaveya its identity as a non pre. So the same thing would hold true in our sugya. The soifer lahakshes of Gidin is soifer lahakshes that makes a difference, because the real intention is for these things eventually to become hard when you become fully developed. The fact that you could get it at a premature stage and then go and eat it is not indicative of its being basar. Rather, we say that it is really an etzem, but it's an etzem that you can find a way to consume it when it's not yet fully developed. The Mishnah says, "Hashover se'etzem bePesach haTohar hareze loika arboim." Somebody who is over the Isser Shviras etzem, if it's a Korban Pesach that's Tohar, he gets Malkus. Avol haMoisir bTohar, but somebody who leaves over, he's over the Isser of Loisir Menuat Boiker, he makes it Noiser. Or Hashover betame ainer loikus arboim. The Gemara says, "Bishlama Moisir bTohar deTanya Loisir Menuat Boiker vaNoisir Menuat Boiker veGoyim baKosav Litin Asiach Loisir Se Loim sheIn Loiken." Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda's shita is the reason why you don't get malchus for the iser of noiser is because it's a lav anitik laasei. Rabbi Yaakov Omer loymen Hashem huzel mishum to have lelav sheim by ma'aseh ve'ein loikin olov. The Rambam in Hilchos Psulei Hamakdashim Perek Yud Ches Halacha Tes says that it's aser to leave over besar kodshim la'achar zman achiloson shenemar b'karben toydo le'sisir menuad boikir v'hu adin l'shar ha'kodshim kulon. Says the Rambam, "Hamoisir ainu loike sharei nitke akosiv lasei." The Rambam gives the reason, like Rabbi Yehuda, that it's a lav anitik lasei. The Kesef Mishnah asks on him, since we paskin that lav sheim by maisa ain loiken olov, why would the Rambam have to say the tam of lav anitik lasei? And the Kesef Mishnah answers that the Rambam is lerusa nakat. He's only saying it to tell me the added chiddush that even if the lav would be yesh by maisa, you still would not get malchus because the lav anitik lasei. Asks the Mishnah lemelech over there. On the Teretz of the Kesef Mishnah, he says, it's not true. It's not enough to just tell me that it's a lav anitik lasei, because lav anitik lasei has a rule. Because as soon as it becomes impossible to be mekayim the yasei, the person gets malchus. Like the Rambam paskins in Hilchos Na'ar Besula, one of the lav anitik lasei that we know of is a person who's over the iser of divorcing an isha that he was ma'anis. It's called a lav anitik lasei because he constantly has an asei to remarry her. If after he divorces her, she dies, he gets malchus. That's the Rambam in Hilchos Na'ar Besula, Perek Alf, Halacha Zayin. The Rambam in Hilchos Shechita, Perek Yud Gimel, Halacha Beis, by Shluch HaKein, says that if the person is over the iser of Lesika Chaim Alabonim, and then the bird dies, he's also loike. This is, of course, based on the sugya in the third parak of Malkus. So the Mishnah Melech asks, why would you tell me that the reason why you don't get Malkus is because it's a lav anitik lasei? If the noiser gets lost, or the person eats it, and it's impossible for him to mekayim the mitzvah asei of burning the noiser, then he should get Malkus if it would only be because of lav anitik lasei. So the Rambam should have told us the tam of lav sheim b'maisa, which teaches us that you don't get Malkus in all scenarios. The Baruch Tam answers with a big yesoid. He says that noiser is different from all other lav hanitik lasei. Every other lav hanitik lasei has the rule that we mentioned, that if it becomes impossible to mekayim the asei, you get malchus. Masha'en kein noiser, that din is not true. The reason for this chilek, says the Baruch Tam, is because a standard lav hanitik lasei, the asei on some level is misaken the lav that you were over. For example, the iser of divorcing the isha that he was ma'anis. The Torah tells you remarry her because the Torah doesn't want you to remain with the avla of having divorced her. When you remarry her, then on some level there's a tikkun. Similarly, the case of loisigzel, there's a mitzvah v'heshes ha'gzela. If you return the gzela, then you're being misakin the lav that you were over. Or the case of loisikchei malabonim. When you send her away, you're being misakin the avla that you did. Masha'en kein, the lav of noiser, once the person was moiser, he left it over. By burning it, he's not really being misakin anything. The lav was not to leave it over, rather to eat it. The person who left it over, there's nothing he could do to be misakin that on any level. The Torah gave a special din to burn it afterwards, and he says the gather of this lav anitik lasei is just to make it different than the lav the chesima. It's a gilu that you don't get malchus for this lav. Therefore, he says whether or not it right now is possible to mekayim the asei makes no difference legabe your chi of malchus. You will not get malchus because here the din lav anitik lasei is just to define the lav as a lav that's not similar enough to the lav the chesima, the lav leisachim shabadishay, which is where we learn all malchus from. And since it's not doimed to that lav, the Torah told us that you don't get malchus for this lav. Another question the Mishnah Melech asks over there is that you see a difference in the Rambam, how he relates to the iser of being moisir basar of the Korban Pesach and being moisir the emurin of the Korban Pesach. In Perek Alef Halacha Zayin, the Rambam says, Haminiach emurin v'lo hiktiron, somebody who leaves of the emurin is the parts that you're supposed to put on the mizbeach, not the parts that you eat. If a person leaves the emurin and he did not makter them, achenifslu belina, they became pasal belina, that's the iser that tells us that you're not allowed to leave the emurim until the morning. Says the Rambam, even though you weren't mekayim the mitzvah, you were over on the mitzvah. You don't get Malkus l'fisha'im boi maise. So over there, the Rambam says the time that you don't get Malkus is because of im boi maise. By Achilas Basar, in Perek Yura, Locha Yur Aleph, the Rambam says, Tzorach Adam lihishtadel, shlo yashir mibisar ha-pesach ad boiker, shenemer lo yseisiru mimenu ad boiker. And there, as we mentioned earlier, the Rambam says the reason why you don't get Malkus is because alav hanitik lase. The Briska Rav, in Tmura, Daf Dalar Mabez, says a teretz to this question, b'shem his father, Reb Chaim, that there's a difference between the Isser of Lo Yolin and the Isser of Lo Yseisiru Mimenu Ad Boiker. The toichen of the Isser of Lo Yseisiru Mimenu Ad Boiker is that we're not allowed to bring the Basar Lidei Noiser. Bringing onto it, the chaloy shem noiser is the way that you're over the lav. Now the mitzvah asei of be'esh tisroifu is a mitzvah asei that's given to noiser. You're supposed to burn noiser. Therefore it's called a lav anitik lase. Because the Torah gave you a formula how to treat noiser, and your iser was to bring it lidei noiser. Masha'enkin by emurim, the Torah wasn't giving you an iser to cause it to become noiser. The Torah was asering lina. Lina is a different psul. The reason that lina is a different psul than noiser is because you could have lina by things that it's not even shayach by them noiser. For example, there's an iser of lina when you leave over the mei kir. If they're outside, you didn't do the muchni by the kir. The Gemara says in the second parak of Zvachim that in order to prevent the Meikir from becoming Nifsol Belina, you had to use this Muchni, a wheel that would put it back into the ground. That means that it was Shayach to the Psulina. You can't have Noiser by the Meikir, but you could have Lina. So by the Emurim, the Torah didn't assert Noiser, bringing the shame Noiser on them. The Torah assert the Psul of Lina. Now it happens to be that once they are Nifsol Belina, they also become Noiser. But since the Toichen of the Isser wasn't to create a Shem Noiser, we can't call it a Lava Nitik Lasei. Because a Lava Nitik Lasei is any time the Torah gave you a Mitzvah Zasei that directly relates to the result of your Lois Asei. So by Noiser, if the Isser was, don't bring Lidei Noiser, and the Torah has a formula how to treat noiser, that's called a lavanit glase. Masha'en came by lina, even if eventually it becomes noiser because of yipsulina, but the Torah didn't tell you how to treat something that's nifsabalina. There's no mitzvah say what to do with something that's nifsabalina. Says the Briskura, that's not called a lavanit glase. Perhaps we can even offer another teretz, a similar teretz, and that is that the iser of loiseisiru mimenu ad boiker addresses the result. The Torah says, don't allow it to be left over. Left over means that I don't want the basar to be around when morning comes. If the basar is around, and then the Torah tells me what to do with the basar, then the Torah is dealing with the outcome of my lav. My lav was, don't generate an outcome that it should be left over. The Torah defined the result, and now the Torah told me how to treat the thing that has that result. That is called the lav anitik lasei. Masha'en came by la yolin chiluf chagi ad boiker. The Torah didn't define a result at all. The Torah's iser was not to create a certain result. Rather, the Torah told you not to do the action of letting it go, leaving it around throughout the night. La yolin is don't allow lina. Lina just means to refrain from putting it on the mizbeach throughout the night. Since the Torah didn't define the result at all, the Torah just told me not to do the action of lina, we can't call it a lava nitik lasei because all the Torah told you with the asei is how to treat the result. So when the iser was not to generate a certain result, then you could call the eish tisroifu a way to treat the product of my lois asei. Masha'en came by loyolin, the Torah didn't tell me how to treat the product of my lois asei because the lois asei was not to create a certain product. The lois asei was just not to do the action. The Gemara brings down a braisa. The braisa is discussing the din that shoiver etzem in a Karban Pesach, that's pasul, is not an iser. So there are two limudim. The Tanakhama learns ve'etzem le'sishbru boy. Boy bekasher v'loy bepasul. The word boy teaches us that the only time that you're over the iser of ve'etzem le'sishbru boy is when it's a kosher Karban Pesach. Rabbi Eimer, bebayis he'echad ye'ochel ve'etzem le'sishbru boy. It's a hekesh between the word ye'ochel that it says, bebayis he'echad ye'ochel. So that's the din of achila. That teaches us kol roi la'achila yesh by mishum shfiras etzem v'she'en roi la'achila ein by mishum shfiras etzem. So according to the Tanakhama, it's totally in the kashrus of the Karban Pesach, and according to Rebbe, it's totally on the Karban Pesach being roi la'achila. And the Gemara looks for various nafkaminas between the two shitas. According to Rabbi Yirmiyah, The nafkamina is Pesach Abba B'Tumah, because Rabbi Yirmiyah understands that since Tumah is the Chuyah he Betzibur, which means that in essence, the Karban Pesach is really Pasul. He holds, like Rashi explains, that Tumah is the Chuyah he Betzibur. We allow you to bring it B'Tumah, since Roiv of the Tzibur is Tameh, but it doesn't mean that it's Kosher. It's a compromise. We allow you, even though it's Pasul, to bring it. So it's called a Karban that's Pasul, and it goes into the Gzeres HaKasev of Boi, B'Kosher V'Loi B'Pasul. Masha Ein Kein, as far as being Roy L'Achila, it's Roy L'Achila. So therefore, according to Rebbe, the Gemara is saying, Lefi Rabbi Yirmiyah, that there would be an Isser of Ve'etzem L'Sishbru Boi. However, Rabbi Yosef argues on Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yosef says that even Rebbe, who introduces the idea that it has to be Roy L'Achila, it's not as if Rebbe doesn't agree to the drasha of the Tanakama as well. Rebbe also holds that it has to be a kosher Karban Pesach. It's just that Rebbe says that even if it is a kosher Karban Pesach, but you have a case in which that kosher Karban Pesach is not Roy L'Achila, you also don't have an Isser of Etzem L'Sishbru Boi. So Rebbe is really coming to be more makel than the Tanakama. So the Gemara then suggests another nafkamina, and that is that the machlokes between Rebbe and the Chachamim would be in a case where the carbon started out as a kosher carbon, and then afterwards it became nifsal. So if you go like the Tanakama, that's called kosher, and the etzem leisishru boi b'kosher v'loi b'pasul is considered kosher. Mashenkin, according to Rebbe, who requires roi l'achila l'maisa, now it's not considered roi l'achila. So Rebbe would hold there would be no iser to be shoiver the etzem of this carbon. Comes Abaye and he says that this is also not a legitimate nafkamina, because he says in such a case, even the Tanakama, who says that it all is dependent on whether it's a kosher carbon or not, would hold this is also not called a kosher carbon. Because even though all the avoidas were done behechsher, but it doesn't make a difference, because at the end, the carbon became nifsal. So now we have a machlokes Abaye and Rabbi Yosef, how to understand the shita of the Tanakama. It would seem that Rabbi Yosef holds that the pshat in the Tanakama, who says, boy, b'kosher v'loi b'pasul, means that you have to focus on the kashrus of the carbon in terms of its kapara. Because we know that as long as you did the zrika, then you were yoytzi or chiyav, even though the basar became nifsal afterwards, but that doesn't mean that it's considered a pasul of carbon. It may be pasul of basar. Abaye, on the other hand, holds that since the etzem right now belongs to basar that is pasul, so the word bay doesn't go on the carbon per se and define a kosher a carbon that provided you with kapara. Rather, bay means you have to look at the basar that the etzem belongs to. Right now, that is a pasul of carbon. The way we're explaining, Rabbi Yosef would answer the kasha of the Marsha. The Marsha asks that why does the Gemara assume, when it brings the tam of Shas HaKosher, that there's any less of a reason, lefi the Man D'Yomer, that it's totally on Roy L'Achila, lefi Rebbe, say that there's an Isser to break the Etzem, then according to the Tanakama. According to Rebbe, it's not considered Roy L'Achila because it became Nifzal. So according to the Tanakama also, it's not a kosher carbon anymore. And that's basically what Abaye's Taina is. According to the way we're explaining, based on the Lashon of Rashi, we can understand, because kosher means that all the avoidus were done behechsher, i.e., this is a carbon which provided you with kapara. That's what it means according to Rabbi Yosef, shas hechsher. Rabbi Yosef's understanding of the Tanakama is that it's a definition of a type of carbon pesach. A carbon pesach which provided with kapara is called a kosher carbon pesach.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We need your help to continue our mission. To find out about dedication opportunities, visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.